Cardinals in a zone B. Young, quick move to the baseline. Nothing. Fires back out to Miller. Inside. There's Maxwell. Left side. And the pass goes to Lau. Josie on a bounce feed. Back to Miller. Bulldogs look around the perimeter. Right side, Young. Nothing. Back to the top of the key, Miller. There's Peterson. Free throw line right. Back to Miller. Lau, free throw line left. Bounce feed baseline. Maxwell, three on the way. No good. Rebound, Fredericks. Baseball pass to the other end. Bedward lays it up. Good. And the Cardinals are on the board. 2-0. Highland. No backcourt pressure from the Cardinals as the Bulldogs bring the basketball. Lau back to Miller. Now Lau on the left wing. Bounce feed Maxwell. There's Miller. Three on the way. Bulldogs. Good. And Ithaca takes the lead at 3-2. Ball goes to the right side for the Cardinals. They'll take it across the timeline. Addison Bedward. Bedward takes it to the wing. Nothing there. Back to the left side. Miller inside. Knocked away. Stolen away. Tristan Peterson gets the pick. And the Bulldogs take it back. Miller throws it left side to Lau. Josie with the ball. Back to Miller. Off a screen from Young. Brings it on the wing. Bounce feed to Maxwell. Knocked away. Picked up by Young. Throws it high and out of bounds. Bulldogs turn it over. It will be Highland basketball. They'll bring it length of the floor. No backcourt pressure from the Ithaca girls as well. 3-2 Ithaca lead, 16-20 remaining. First half action here in WIAA regional play. Pass comes to the left side, held up there by Halverson. Halverson goes right. They're going to go to the inside, almost knocked away. Cardinals keep it. They'll shoot one from the corner on the way and short. Rims off for Miller. Rebound by Tristan Peterson and the Bulldogs. Up to Kaylee Miller. Lau on the wing, down to the baseline. Young back to Kaylee Miller. Miller drives, free throw line right is cut off, and traveling is called. It'll give it back to the Cardinals. Both teams have had some opportunities. Both teams appear to be, you'd think, maybe a little bit tensed up. They both appear to be like they're out there having fun. That's the way you want it. Playing a little loose, trying to get the ball to drop down, though, so far. Both have had a few early miss opportunities. Harley Fredericks brings it back to Terrell. Terrell now bouncing to the inside, knocked away from Bronwyn Halverson, and a foul called on the Bulldogs. That'll be their first. That was called on 35, Tristan Peterson. And Highland will have the basketball on the baseline. Harley Fredericks lobs it in play. Ball caught left side. Now Bedward, high post. They'll quickly reverse it. Far side now, here's Miller on a drive, drives in, and oh, we're going to see it waved off. A offensive foul called on the Cardinals, Caitlin Miller. So that is the first on the host Cardinals this evening. 3-2 Ithaca leads, 15:35 remaining in the first half. Kaylee Miller over to Josie Lau on the right side. Back to Miller, now left side Young. Olivia with the ball, back to Miller. Miller looks to the inside. Gives it. Now here's Young. Three on the way. Won't stay. Foot four. Rebound Highland. They're going to wing it the other way. Picked up there by Bedward. Passes left. Shot on the way. Won't go. Put up. And that one is good by Bedward. That'll make it a 4-3 Highland lead. Miller in the backcourt. Bulldogs have missed some opportunities. And here's a pass inside deflected but picked up by Young. And now Miller. They'll resume the offense. Miller drives low. Nothing. Fires back to Young. Inside to Maxwell. JC inside. Peterson kicks it out. Miller shakes the D. 15-footer on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Maxwell. Put back on the rim. No good. Rebound by Harley Fredericks. Bulldogs missing some opportunities, and Highland's going to go for it. They'll throw it to the other side. Tight rope in the baseline area. They're going to step out of bounds. Bulldogs hanging tough with the defense. Miller and Lau, and the Cardinals turn it over. 14:35 remaining in the first half. Area girls basketball, the regional. Winner plays either Argyle Pecatonica or Barneville. That game going on in the other bracket tonight. Miller on a drive. No, gives it over to the left side, threw it away. Looking for Lau, and it will be Highland basketball. Bulldogs again with some up-and-down opportunities here. And window is tight in a game like this. Try to at least get a shot up every time. Easier said than done. But a ball, at least you have a chance to score if you get one in the air. Ball goes left side, knocked down by the Cardinals, and now picked up by the Bulldogs and picked up by Lau. Ithaca holding its own on defense. Trying to spark the offense. Lau on the left wing. Back to Miller. Haley now to Lau. Josie shoots a three. That is good. Just what the Bulldogs needed right there. That'll make it a 6-4 ball game. Cardinals take it to the baseline. Bedward got around the defender. Nothing. Throws it high post. Picked off by the Bulldogs. Peterson got a hand on it. Miller picks up the dribble. Fires off to the near side. Young to the baseline. Nothing. Gives it back to Miller. Bounce feed high post. Tristan Peterson. Hook shot in the lane. No, but she's fouled. And will go to the free throw line. So Ithaca will shoot free throws. This is on number 21, Kate Terrell. That's her first. Highland with two fouls, Ithaca with one. Bulldogs leading by two. And here's the first free throw in the air, and it is short. There will be one more. Into the game for Highland, Sophia Terrell. Second free throw now. Justin Peterson looks. This one in the air, and that one is good. That makes it a 7-4 ball game. Highland with the basketball. Cardinals across the half-court line. They'll leave it off to the left side. Taken there by Miller. Lobbing it back door. There's a shot up off the glass and down for Kate Terrell. Going old school using the glass. And that makes it a 7-6 ball game. Bulldogs by one. Here's Miller penetrating low. Peterson for the low post. Dribbles in and kicks it to the corner. Held up now by Miller. Back to Maxwell. 18-footer good for the Bulldogs. 9-6, Ithaca. Highland with the ball across the half-court line. Harley Frederick stops, leaves it off to the left side, taken by Miller. Miller uses the dribble, gives it back to Terrell. Sophie right wing, back to the left wing. There's a three by Miller. It is in and out and in. Caitlin Miller rings a three, and the Cardinals tie it up at 9. Bulldog basketball, 12:42 remaining, first half. Pass comes to Josie Lau. Lau on the right wing for the Bulldogs. Drives down low. Throws it across. Picked off by Highland. Bronwyn Halverson with a steal. Outlet to Harley Fredericks. Harley throws it left side. Miller on the left wing. Throws it low. And the Cardinals throw it back door wide open. Person Terrell. Shot won't go. But for jump ball. And the rebound goes to the Bulldogs on the arrow. 9-9 score stays. And the Bulldogs will bring it back on the offense. Falling back on the defense, the Cardinals. And Ithaca now works it across the half-court line. On a drive, Miller throws it baseline. Maxwell, 10-footer on the way. No good. It spun out and touched left by the Cardinals as it goes out of bounds. Boy, that one couldn't have been any more down in the net and come back, but it did. That is basketball. Here goes the inbound pass for Olivia Young. And into the corner now, Miller. Miller, bounce feed in the lane. There's Tristan Peterson. Fires back out high post. Young, now Lau. Miller, left side Bulldogs, trying to take back the lead. Miller to the corner. Young for a three on the rim. No good. Rebound bounces around. And it is going to be retrieved by the Cardinals. Terrell with the basketball. And Ithaca falls back on the defense. 11:43 remaining, first half, 9-9 score. Catching the pass is Sophia Terrell. Throws it down low. It won't go on the shot. Put back by Kate Terrell is no good. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Young is going to be called for traveling. She was trying to get through a double team at midcourt and turns it back to the Cardinals. Into the game, Haley Peterson. Tristan Peterson comes out. Haley certainly is a big spark plug off the bench. For the Bulldogs, pass comes in play, and Harley Frederick sets it up for the Cardinals. They go to Bronwyn Halverson. Bronwyn, back to the left side. Ball caught now by Sophia Terrell. Terrell lost it down low, but there was a reason. It was knocked out by KP, Haley Peterson. It will be Highland basketball. The inbounder is Harley Fredericks. Harley looking, launches it. Picked off by Kaylee Miller of Ithaca. Miller, good anticipation. Time to leap right. Gets the steal. Brings it across half court. Bounce feed, Josie Lau. Bounce feed in the lane. Turnaround shot on the way. Won't stay. But for rebound, Cardinals. Outlet pass now, Fredericks. Harley dumps it down low. Picked off by the Bulldogs. Haley Peterson with another steal. 9-9 score. Bailey Miller takes it across the half-court line, and she is going to be tied up. Jump ball called, and the arrow points to the Cardinals. Into the game for Highland will be number 14, Addison Medward, one of the original starters. And Caitlin Miller will check out. No pressure in the backcourt. Bulldogs extend the pressure to half-court. They are matching up person-to-person. And the Cardinals walking across. Left side, Bedward. Caught here by Sophia Terrell. Sophia looks, now uses the dribble with the left hand, nothing. Fires it high into the backcourt, out of bounds. It'll belong to the Bulldogs. Nice rebound by Mark Lau in the stands there. It'll come back to the Bulldogs. 10:30 remaining in the first half. The scoring has gone in spurts, but it's been slowed here lately. We are tied at 9. Pass comes in play, and the Bulldogs set it up. Young down to Miller. Now back to Young. Meeting the ball is Kaylee Peterson. Knocked away. Picked up again by Young. Down to the baseline. Miller. Now Maxwell. Turnaround shot. Uses the glass. Shot won't go. Fought for. Ripped away by the Cardinals. They've got it. Frederick takes it back the other way. Frederick on the right side. Knocked down by Tristan Peterson. Kaylee Peterson picks it up. And here goes a shot. Nope. They're going to hold it up. They'll kick it out. Young. Miller. Miller, far side, three is blocked. Picked up by Young. 14-footer on the way, no good. Saved back in bounds by Maxwell. Cardinals take it. Frederick is going to travel with the basketball. Both teams missing a few opportunities. Highland missed a chance to get a potential fast break going. And it will come back now to the Bulldogs, right near the Ithaca, or by the Highland bench. Bulldogs will put it in play. Tied at 9. Pass comes in, caught by Maxwell, back to Lau. Josie down to the baseline, kicks it back to Miller. Miller on a drive, nothing goes dry, and low shot, no, she'll get two, and go to the free throw line. Way to take it to the hoop, Kaylee Miller, who had a big game the other night. Foul is called on number 21, Kate Terrell, that's her second. Bulldogs have been whistled for just one foul, Highland 3. Free throw is on the rim, and no good. Miller rolls it off. Ithaca 1 of 3 from the line so far. One more coming up. Getting the ball back from the official. A couple of dribbles now and in the air. That one is on the rim and it is going to roll in. Finally for Kaylee Miller. She shakes her head. It just kind of stayed up there. The longest roll in history. 10-9 Bulldogs by 1. Highland transitions down to the baseline. Bronwyn Halverson is guarded closely. Bronwyn, nowhere to go, gives it back now to Sophia Terrell. Terrell reverses it. Miller, looking at it from the three line, kicks it back out. Free try on the way. Good! Top of the key, three for Sophia Terrell. Highland's second triple, and they take the lead. 12-10, that's Highland's first lead here in the ball game. Pass comes back to the top of the circle. It's Maggie Kirshner just into the game for the Bulldogs with the basketball. Left side, Maxwell. JC throws it high. Now picked off by the Cardinals. Miller taking it 2-on-1 and an on-the-arm foul called against Kaylee Miller. That'll be her first. And that will be Ithaca's second foul. 8:55 remaining in the first half. 12-10 Highland, and the Cardinals have the basketball. Pass comes in, three from the corner, good for Caitlin Miller. Her second triple, and they are up 15-10. Bulldog basketball, Kaylee Miller drives right side, gives it up to Kirshner. Kirshner on the wing, now to Maxwell. Maxwell to Kirshner in the corner, ball fake, brings it back out to Miller. Inside, they'll lift it over now to Lau. Bulldogs trying to get open, Highland putting some pressure on. Kirshner for three in traffic on the rim. No good. Rebound. Put four. Highland gets it. Sophia Terrell with the outlet pass. Addison Bedward across the timeline with 8:15 to go in the first half. Pass goes right side to Bronwyn Halverson. Back to Bedward. Down to the baseline. Taken there by Frederick. And around to the far side. There's Miller from the opposite side. Three on the way. No good. Rebound Sophia Terrell. Put back up. No good. This one up. Good. Foul called on the Bulldogs. Plus one coming up. Bronwyn Halverson with her first basket. That makes it 17-10. So the Cardinals on a nice roll. Foul is on J.C. Maxwell. That will be her first. Bailey Peterson is in for the ball game. Tristan Peterson as well. And with 8 minutes remaining in the first half, Cardinal free throw number one on the way, no good. Rebounded by Bronwyn Halverson. Kicks it out. Frederick for a three, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs. Taking it the other way is Miller after a young rebound. Josie Lau is fouled on her move. That'll put it out of bounds on the left side. Four fouls now on Highland. That's a number 14, Addison Bedward, her first. So Ithaca has been outscored now for a time. 11 straight for Highland. Kaylee Miller with the basketball. Kaylee takes it, gives it over to Josie Lau, down to the corner. Olivia Young, bounce feed, low post. Peterson, now Lau, back to Young. Young to the corner, Lau, fires, Tristan Peterson turns in, high post, nothing, back to Lau, three on the way, Bulldogs, no good. Rebound, chase down, and it's out of bounds, last off of Miller. It will be Highland basketball. Cardinals with 7:22 remaining in the first half with a 17-10 lead. Harley Frederick walks it across, goes to the left side. Miller back to Frederick, kicks it out. Three on the way, Highland, it is good. Wide open three, and Addison Bedward nails it. Coach David Klang takes a timeout for Ithaca. 20-10, Highland, 7:07 remaining in the first half on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wiscoat is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin. Ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscoat mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscoat is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscoat cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP, it's the right call right now.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Have you checked your fire extinguisher's expiration date lately? Time goes faster than we think. The Richards Insurance Agency encourages you to check the expiration date on your fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide detectors. Take a moment to check them and to remind yourself where they are, so if needed, you can find them. Call Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137 or 524-2400 or visit richardsinsure.com.
Welcome back to Highland. Bulldogs with an entry pass. Kaylee Peterson's shot is up. No good. Highland gets the rebound. We'll go back to action. 20-10. Cardinals in the lead here at Highland High School in round two of girls WIAA tournament basketball. Ball fake for Miller. Drives down deep and traveled with the basketball. Bulldogs get it back. And Ithaca with some missed opportunities. Highland, you got to give credit to the defense. The shots that the Bulldogs have taken, they have felt maybe a little bit uncomfortable with at times. Kaylee Miller walks it, goes over to the left side, and Josie Lau. Lau fires it back, top of the circle. Taken there by Miller. Miller, opposite the screen, goes to Young on the right wing. Young, Miller, three on the way, and good for the Bulldogs as they break the cellophane off the basket. Two threes tonight for Kaylee Miller. That makes it 20-13. Cardinal basketball, they'll set it up, driving lane, Frederick drives and scores. Harley Fredericks with a two-point answer, that makes it 22-13. Cardinals leading in the game by nine. Ball goes to the left side to Young. Ithaca setting it up, back to Miller, now Young. Now Miller, top of the circle, bounce feed to Tristan Peterson. Young moves around the defender, gives it back to Peterson. Tristan on a drive in the lane. Shot on the way. Go! And a plus one. So a big move by Tristan Peterson. And she'll head to the free throw line on a bucket that counts. 22-15. And the foul is marked on Highland's Sophia Terrell. That's her first. J.C. Maxwell returns. Coming out is Kaylee Peterson. The Bulldogs within seven. Here's the free throw. It is on the rim and bounces off. Rebound by Fredericks. So Fredericks with the basketball, and they'll run it the other way now. The Cardinals slow it up and set it up. Leading by seven. 5:15 remaining first half. Bound feed to Caitlin Miller, who meets a give and go low. Catching it is Frederick. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by J.C. Maxwell and the Bulldogs. Outlet pass for Josie Lau, and Josie takes it across the half-court line with 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Young on the right side, back to Lau. Left side, Miller. Bounce feed, Maxwell. Tough shot, no. Foul called on the Cardinals. So the foul is marked on 20. That's Sophia Terrell. That's her second. And going line will be J.C. Maxwell. Free throw in the air, and it is no good. Reporting back in for the Cardinals will be Kate Terrell. Sophia comes out. And the second free throw now for J.C. Maxwell in the air. That one is good. That makes it 22-16. Mavs comes in play. 4:50 remaining first half. Island with the lead. It's down to six. Left side, Bedward. Bedward, free throw line right. Goes to Frederick, who meets the basketball. And Frederick's with the basketball down low. Nice pass. Shot no good by Bronwyn Halverson. And the rebound by the Bulldogs. Dropped down by Maxwell. Up to Miller. Near side, Young. Ball fake. Drives. Double team. Fires it back to Miller. Miller, high post, Peterson. Tristan on a drive down deep. Makes the move. Shot blocked. And a nice block by Kate Terrell. Outlet pass now for Bedward. The Cardinals running and trying to get one from the corner. Here's Miller for a three. It is on the rim. No good. Bulldogs doing a good job. Crashing the boards. They get it again. Tristan Peterson with the ball. Miller. There's Young. Three on the way. Bulldogs. It rattles up. Rebound by Miller of Highland. Up ahead now. Fast break. Bucket try for Bedward, who stops in the lane. Now pulls it out. Gives it to Fredericks to the corner. Held up now by the Cardinals. Miller on a drive. They'll whip it around to the right side. Here's Kate Terrell for three on the iron. No good. Put back up. No good there by Bronwyn Halverson, and the Bulldogs get the rebound. 22-16 Highland, 3.5 to play in the first half of area girls basketball. Miller to Young. Leaves it off for Maxwell. J.C. deep. Now back to Peterson. 10-footer on the rim. No good. Bulldogs missing some good opportunities. Knocked away in the backcourt. Maxwell shot. Block! Oh, nice block by Fredericks. She's trapped in the corner. And the ball is knocked away by the Bulldogs. And a traveling call on Highland. Nice defense by Maxwell and Tristan Peterson. The Bulldog girls working hard out there. Their defense is forcing some turnovers. They're trying to get back into this one and convert some points. Holly King is in now for Ithaca. For Highland, Samarin Halverson is in, the sophomore. And here we go. The ball comes in play for the Bulldogs. 22-16, Highland in the lead. King back to Miller. Three on the way. Bulldogs in with the stay. Rebound pulled out by Bronwyn Halverson. Outlet pass now for the Cardinals. They're going the other way. And Frederick called for traveling as she stopped. And the passing lane was cut off. It'll go back the other way for the Bulldogs. No backcourt pressure. 2:55 remaining here in the first half. Bulldogs trailing by six to the Cardinals. Young drives, nothing. Gives it back to Miller. Miller on a drive in the lane. Throws it. There's the hook shot by Peterson. Up, no good. Rebound Highland. Catching the out the fast Bedward. Bedward to the baseline. Backs off to the corner. Nowhere to wander. Taken away by Kaylee Peterson. Back to Holly King. Bulldogs making some stands here tonight. Miller right side. Young for three on the way. Off the mark. Rebound by Highland. And a jump ball call. Well, they were trying to get a timeout. What did they get first? So the timeout was gotten by Highland. And Coach David Klang is upset about that, saying we got it. We got the jump ball before the timeout. But nonetheless, Highland wins the battle here. 2:45 remaining, first half. 22-16, Highland leads on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees. Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Timeout. The Bulldogs called for the foul. That's on number three, Kaylee Miller, her second foul. 22-16. Highland in the lead. Scoring is coming in spurts. 2.5 to play now in the first half. Cardinals take it around to the right side. Halverson for three on the rim. No good. Rebound by Kirshner. Nagy brings it across half court. Stops. Fires off to Holly King. Now to Kirshner. Miller. Ball fake. Drives a little closer. Plant. 10-footer on the way. Good. For the Bulldogs, trying to make a little run here before halftime, 22-18, four-point game, 2:05 remaining, first half here in Highland. Pass comes left side, caught now by Bedward, high post, turning in is Fredericks, kicks it out, three from the wing for Miller, it is good! Caitlin Miller, her third money basket here in the first half, 25-18, Cardinals by seven. Pass comes to King, she'll shoot a three for Ithaca, it is in and out. Rebound pulled in by Highland. Outlet knocked away by Kaylee Peterson and picked up by Harley Fredericks. A minute 35 remaining in the first half. Fredericks passes off down to the baseline. Bronwyn Halverson knocked away by Kaylee Peterson, and she is fouled. Kaylee is so fast anticipating those passes, and she worked in there and snagged one. So the foul marked on Highland, which will be its fifth team foul. Into the game for the Bulldogs, Tristan Peterson and Josie Lau. Foul on Caitlin Miller is her second, and this will put Haley Peterson at the free throw line. That's the seventh Cardinal foul, it looks like. So Haley at the line looking for her first points. This one in the air, and it is no good. There's a line violation, it looks like. And Ithaca will get another chance. Cardinals stepping in the paint early. Pass comes back now to the free throw shooter. Peterson's free throw is on the rim. No good. Tipped around. Tristan Peterson with a rebound. Gets it up for a shot. No. Blocked by Highland. Loose on the floor. And now picked up by Bronwyn Halverson. Outlet pass to Harley Fredericks. Air mails it the other way. Caught there by Addison Bedward. Bedward backs off toward half court. A minute five remaining here in the first half. Highland by seven. Pass caught near side by Samarin Halverson. Down to the baseline. Harley Fredericks. Fredericks is cut off. Throws it back out toward half court. Addison Bedward, and the Cardinals will be in search of another good look from the outside. On a drive, Miller. Miller dumps it off now to Halverson. Samarin throws it right side. Here's a 10-footer in the lane. Good. For the Cardinals, Bronwyn Halverson. That'll make it 27-18 and back to a 9-point lead for the Cardinals. 33 seconds in the half. Kaylee Miller off to Kaylee Peterson. Ball goes to Lau. Far side, there's Maxwell. Three on the way. No good from the corner. Highland rebounds with 21 seconds. They'll baseball it the other way. And they'll take a shot. And they'll get it. Addison Bedward gives the Cardinals an 11-point lead. 12 seconds. Ball comes across to Kaylee Miller. Miller around the defender and a foul called on the Cardinals with 6.6 seconds remaining here in this first half. So the foul is on Addison Bedward, which will be her second. Going to the line, Kaylee Miller. So Kaylee tonight one of two from the free throw stripe. This one in the air and that one is no good. And the rebound by Highland. Up ahead now, 4 seconds. Here's Fredericks trying to get one last look. Shot, no, the Bulldogs. Oh, they're going to be called for a foul on the buzzer. Boy, that's something you just don't want to do. Bulldogs commit a foul, and that'll put Highland on the line with no time on the clock. Harley Fredericks will take a look. So a foul marked. Coach David Klang is arguing about the number, who made the foul call. They marked it on Tristan Peterson. And evidently that's not, if somebody did foul her, that's not who the Bulldogs thought it was going to be. So that's number two on Tristan Peterson, and Frederick goes to the free throw line. Free throw number one is on the way and no good. She'll get one more. Bulldogs with a total of five fouls in the half. Tristan Peterson and Kaylee Miller each have two. One more free throw. Harley Frederick's free throw is good on the second attempt. And that goes 30-18. That's how we go to halftime. Cardinals with their biggest lead by 12 points. We have a busy halftime. We'll get to it next here at WIAA Regional Girls Basketball. Highland 30, Ithaca 18 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Ithaca boys basketball team won a share of the Ridge and Valley Conference with a 70-48 win over visiting Waseca Steuben last night. At the same time, DeSoto was winning against North Crawford 55-51. For the Bulldog boys, their first league championship since 1972. Mike Benson talked about it with us earlier this morning.
We lost to North Crawford early in the season, and since then there is the attitude of can't lose, and we end up having a tough stretch. We had the first week of February here, losing to Highland, non-conference game, which didn't hurt us, but then we lost to DeSoto, which that put us one game behind, but these kids were down, and I told them, I go, hey, it's still a long season yet. Even if we don't get conference, get ready for the playoffs. Every game counts here on out. You know, let's just go and whatever happens, happens. I go, they still have to play Waseca, DeSoto, and Kickapoo. You never know what can happen. And luckily, last night, DeSoto upset North Crawford at DeSoto. So that gave us a chance to become co-conference champions.
Was it a good celebration last night?
It was. During the game, towards the end of our game against Waseca, the Waseca fans actually, they're like, Coach, we don't mean to interrupt you, but DeSoto's up by six. And I looked at him, I go, you guys can interrupt me anytime with that type of news right now.
Hey,
so,
Mike.
And then after the game, their game wasn't done yet. You'll see pictures on the Facebook and stuff and probably all over, but the whole team was laying down, circled around midcourt watching the game. And when that game went final, yeah, they were jumping up and down. It was fun.
Ithaca boys basketball coach Mike Benson. His team's next game is coming up on Tuesday night. The Bulldogs will be at home to open tournament play against Kickapoo, a team that they went double overtime with before defeating them earlier in the season. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
The state semifinals are underway. Session number three of the annual WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament, boys and girls together for the second year. Girls tournament running in conjunction. Their semifinals are being wrestled, as well as those in all three boys divisions. We can tell you that Ethan Hady of Richland Center has advanced to the state finals at 113 pounds of Division II. Great day for Ethan, his second win. This one, a 34-second pin over Brent Kacharik of Kewaskum. He's a junior, 22-3 coming into the semifinal match, and Ethan Hady notched his 39th victory of the season with a 34-second pin. Ethan Hady of Richland Center goes to the state finals. His opponent, a familiar one, defending state champion Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville. Here's what else has happened. First of all, for the girls' 100-pound weight class, Brooke Corrigan of De Pere goes back to the state finals where she won a year ago. Her opponent will be Ava Gardner of Marshfield. Corrigan gets to the finals with a 6-0 win over Westby sophomore Kylie Klum. For the boys, 106 going to the state finals, William DeChemine of Wilmot and Andy DePiazza of Kokona. In Division II with 106, we mentioned Dodgeville's Hakan Peterson with a win. Also, freshman Shane Rashan of Dodgeville goes to the finals with a 7-4 win over Parker Spearing. The brilliant, great semifinal battle of freshmen there goes to Shane Rashan of Dodgeville. In the championship match, he'll meet Weston Ingham of Amory. And a 106 in Division III, Enoch Grudenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle scored a technical fall. He moves into the state finals against Blake Underwood of Marathon, the son of a four-time state champion, Craig Underwood of Athens. The girls' 107-pound weight class has Taylor Whiting, a defending state champion, going back to the finals. She scores a win, as does Ava Peters of Pulaski, a pin in 148 for Peters over Fenimore senior Brooklyn Lull, who is now on the WrestleBacks. And next opponent will be Emma Hady of Richland Center in the WrestleBacks tomorrow morning at 107 pounds. 113 in Division I to the state finals go Ethan Bass of West Bend West and Brake Casey of Menominee, the top two seeds. Division II, we mentioned, Ethan Hady of Richland Center will meet Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville for the state championship. And in Division III, Jake Fitzpatrick of Aquinas, a former state champ, against defending state champion Drew Dolphin of Kenosha Christian Life. Both won their semifinals moments ago here at the Kohl Center in Madison. State semifinal matches continue throughout the evening. We'll have live coverage following the basketball game. For WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twyman.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Wherever you are in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
Highland leads Ithaca by a score of 30-18 at halftime. Leading scorers tonight for the Cardinals, 9 apiece for Caitlin Miller and Addison Bedward, 4 for Bronwyn Halverson, 3 each for Harley Fredericks and Sophia Terrell, and Kate Terrell has 2. Kaylee Miller has 9 for the Bulldogs, 3 each for J.C. Maxwell, Josie Lau, and Tristan Peterson. Bulldogs have made 3 threes, Highland with 5 of them here in the first half. So certainly a close game. The Bulldogs were up for the majority of the first 10 minutes or so. Highland went on an 11-0 run. They have not trailed. The Bulldogs did get a bit closer, but could get no closer than 6 points. And then the Cardinals opened it up at halftime, now leading by 12. Second half is coming up next from Highland on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
WRCO. Certainly the Bulldogs had some opportunities in the first half to try and take back the lead, but missed a lot of shots, missed some free throws as well, some front-end of bonuses. The Bulldogs with a total of seven missed threes, free throws in the first half, and they made only three free throws. Highland was one of three in their opportunities here at the break. 18 on the clock. Here we go. Second half underway. Haley Millerson is going to attack. Drives it low. Gives it to Peterson. Her shot, no, and a foul call. Bulldogs come right out. They're going to attack the rim. And Tristan Peterson goes to the free throw line. Foul on Addison Bedward, and that is her third. Going to the line. 5 seconds into the second half. It's Tristan Peterson, and the free throw is no good. She'll get one more. Coming into the game for the Cardinals, Sophia Terrell. Winner plays tomorrow night in the regional championship game. Free throw in the air, and that one is good for Tristan Peterson. 30-19, Highland with the ball, and they're going against the Bulldog full court press. Fredericks weaves it across, gets it now picked off by Josie Lau. Gives it back now to Kaylee Miller. Bulldogs make a steal. Kaylee, top of the circle, left side, Young. Shoots a three. It is no good. Rebound by Sophia Terrell, and her drive up court is going to be upended. The ball is knocked out of bounds, and it will belong to the Cardinals. Good crowd on hand tonight. So many of them just getting back from the popcorn stand. Pass comes in play. Miller with a basketball. Caitlin for the Highland Cardinals as the ball knocked by Kaylee Miller and out of bounds. The Bulldog senior putting on some good pressure. Cuba City leading Fenimore 31-22 in tournament play tonight. Wazika Steuben 22-14 over Blackhawk. Onalaska leading Sparta 42-20. And Prairie du Chien up on Dodgeville 34-23. Flatville 19, Turner 18. Turnaround shot of the lane is down the way and no good for Fredericks. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Pulled out by Josie Lau. Outlet pass Kaylee Miller across the half-court line down to the baseline. Fires it back to Young. Now top of the key. On a drive, there's Tristan Peterson, who's fouled on the shot. She'll go to the free throw line. So the foul marked, and the Bulldogs go to the line again. 1 minute into the second half. Tristan Peterson is back to shoot on the third foul against Kate Terrell. Mineral Point leads Darlington 25-17. Peterson misses the free throw. One more coming up for the Bulldogs. Second throw now. She gets it back from the official. This one in the air, a lot of arc, and that one is good. 30-20. Bulldogs inch another point closer. They're back into a full court press. Harley Frederick trapped in the backcourt. It's back to Terrell. She'll get it across the timeline. Now they're going to break it the other way. On a tough shot, low up, no, for Kate Terrell. Out of bounds off the Bulldogs. Island basketball along the baseline. Several of the conference champion Ithaca Bulldog boys here tonight as well to support the girls. Good to see that. Here's a long lob. It's caught now by Miller. Miller with the basketball near half court. Fires it back to Kate Terrell. Three on the way. Kate, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs and cradled by Tristan Peterson. Back to Kaylee Miller, and the Bulldogs take it across the Cardinals center circle. Pass goes to Josie Lau. Now top of the key. They're going to work it inside to Maxwell. JC down to Young. Back out to the left side. Here's a drive. Miller throws it away looking for Maxwell. Out of bounds, it'll belong to the Cardinals. Addison Bedward is in for Highland. 10-point game here with 16:23 to go. Highland leading 30-20. The Bulldogs have scored 2 points here in the half. Highland none. Frederick says it knocked him in the backcourt, and then there is a foul called. Josie Lau comes out a little bit on the lame side. So the foul is marked on the Bulldogs, but it'll be on Kaylee Miller. That's her third. Into the game for the Bulldogs, number 31, Holly King. Kaylee Miller checks out with three fouls. And the Cardinals looking for the inbound pass. They'll get it in play. It's going to be caught by Frederick. Frederick on a drive, fires over the right side. Bedward for three on the rim, no good. Young can't get the rebound. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to the Cardinals. Bulldogs try desperately to pull that one in after a Cardinals miss. Harley Fredericks calls the out-of-bounds play. Harley looking, leaves it in. It's caught here by Bronwyn Halverson. Gives it back now to Fredericks. Now Bronwyn, and the Cardinals will set it up. Ball comes right side, caught by Miller. Miller on a pivot. Nowhere to wander, goes left side. Caught by Bedward. Cardinals working here, going slow as they look up at the clock. 2.5 minutes gone in the second half, and they have not scored yet. Ball goes left side for Bedward. There's Terrell driving low, throws it in to Frederick, posting up, shot no good. Rebound, Holly King of the Bulldogs. Holly with the basketball, takes it back the other way now for Ithaca. Acting as point guard, fires it over to Young on the left side. Back to King. Holly drives right side, pulls up, nothing, fires it now to Peterson. Young for three for the Bulldogs, no good, and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Cardinals. Bulldogs got a shot, got an open look, couldn't knock it down. It comes back to the Cardinals, and they are looking, and they'll bring it in. It's caught by Addison Bedward. Bedward up to midcourt, all the way down deep, lost the handle, and there is a foul called, I believe, on the play. So the foul is marked on J.C. Maxwell. That will be her second. Fouls are even at two. Pass comes in play. Caught by Miller. Miller down to the baseline. Fredericks. Harley drives back toward the top of the key. Gives it off to Bedward. Addison with the ball. Right side. Caught by Terrell. Entry pass is kicked. And there was a foul called as well. Bulldogs commit foul number three. This one is on Holly King. That is her first. Maggie Kirshner is in for Olivia Young. Bulldogs make a quick switch. Ball back into a 2-3 zone. Highland with the inbound pass. Caught top of the circle by Miller. Throws it baseline. Cardinals lose it out of bounds. Or is it? Nope. Going to be Cardinal ball. Evidently it was aided out of bounds. And Harley Fredericks will start it in play again. 30-20. Highland leading. Ball comes in play. Miller throws it back to the left side. Bedward. Bedward, nothing. Back to Miller. Right side. Fredericks just up from the baseline. Moves. Grabs the ball. Slaps it over to the far side. Showing to the D is Sophia Terrell. She'll shoot a baseline jumper. It's on the way and no good. Foul called on the rebound. A push from behind called on the Bulldogs. Foul called on Josie Lau, which will be her first. Bulldogs fourth. Highland has still not scored here in this half. Both teams have had some missed opportunities. Ball comes in play. Caught now by Sophia Terrell. Throws it back to the half-court line. Addison Bedward brings it now right side to lob it into Frederick. Knocked away by the Bulldogs. Picked up by J.C. Maxwell. I think either King or Lau knocked that ball away. And Holly will take it across the half-court line. Hands it off to Kirshner. Nagy with the ball down to the corner. Lau is double-teamed and fouled on the play. That'll be Highland's third foul. So the official bringing the number to the near side. Foul is on number 24, Caitlin Miller, which is her third. And Josie Lau will put it in play for the Bulldogs. Lau finds a person in the corner. That's King. Now back to Tristan Peterson. Takes it to the hoop. Shot on the way, no good. And a jump ball called on the rebound. The arrow will point to the Bulldogs. Or will it? Nope. Going to point to Highland. Upon further review, it'll be Highland basketball. Cardinals will bring it length to the floor. They'll put it in play. It's caught now by Addison Bedward. Bedward back to Harley Frederick. Bulldogs matching up length to the floor. Frederick driving on the right side. Hands off now to Miller. Caitlin with the basketball. On a drive. Pulls up. Throws it to the left side. Bronwyn Halverson called for traveling. But both teams have had some troubles here trying to get the offense going. So Highland is gone. 4 minutes and 10 seconds without a second half point. The Bulldogs have just scored two individual free throws here during that stretch of time. Josie Lau will walk the ball across the half-court line for the Bulldogs. Ollie King on the right side. Back it goes to the near side. Kirshner on the wing. Now Maxwell, right side, King. King down low, back to Maxwell, high. Now inside, Peterson, shot is up and good. Bulldogs able to work the offense and to get a bucket. That'll make it 30-22. They put some pressure on in the backcourt, and Fredericks runs it across now, and Highland sets it up, leading by eight. Edward on the left side makes a move and away from the ball. A whistle and a timeout taken by Highland. 13-13 remaining. They lead it 30-22 over Ithaca in second round regional girls basketball for WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Welcome back to Cardinal Country. It is 30-22 in favor of the Cardinals. Belleville leads Broadhead 37-34 in regional girls basketball. Middle Point over Darlington 33-20. McFarland beat Mount Horeb 48-26. Prairie du Chien 43-26 over Dodgeville. Highland ball, they'll bring it in. Caleb Miller on the right side throws free throw line. Frederick 10-footer on the way, no good. Rebound Lau. Cardinals missed a pretty good look, and the Bulldogs force some one and out. Highland has gone 5 minutes into the second half without bucket. Top of the key, Lau, now King, left side. Here's a three on the way for Kirshner, no good. Rebound pulled down by Lau, kicks it out. Kirshner ball fake is kicked by Highland, and out of bounds. It rolls to the other end of the floor, so it will belong to the Bulldogs on the side court, down by 8 points. With 12:42 to go. Josie Lau will do the inbounding pass. The Bulldog fan base. Pass comes in. Now a handoff by Tristan Peterson. Lau drives near side. King back to Kirshner. Shirt to three on the way. No good. Rebound Tristan Peterson. Dribbles. Fires out to the corner. Lau for a three on the way. No good. Tipped around. Rebound Tristan Peterson. Tristan nowhere to go. Fires it back to King. Lau fires far side. Ball kicked by Highland. Out of bounds. Bulldogs getting their rebounds. They're not able to get much spark going back up with any putback baskets. Ball comes in play for Josie Lau and the Bulldogs. Right side, Kirshner. Ball fake for three. Brings it back to the near side. Throws to Maxwell to the baseline. Peterson got around the defender. Goes in. Tough shot. He's on the rim. No good. Highland gets the rebound. And stepping out is Bronwyn Halverson. And she is tied up by J.C. Maxwell. That'll be a jump ball called. And the arrow points to Ithaca. 12:04 remaining. Ball comes in. Here's Kirshner back to King. 6 minutes gone by in the second half. Bulldogs down by eight. Lau nothing. Back to Maxwell. Can't hang on. Picked off by Fredericks. Highly at midcourt. And she is fouled on the play by the Bulldogs. That'll be Ithaca's fifth. So the foul is marked on Josie Lau, which will be her second. Bulldogs fifth. Kirshner is out. Kaylee Miller returns. Kaylee has three personal fouls. Inbound pass for Highland. Addison Bedward in the backcourt. Bedward throws it left side. Caught now by Sophia Terrell. Down low to Frederick. Got away from the defender. Goes in and scores. Highland finally gets the basket here in the second half. That makes it 32-22. Bulldogs certainly lots of opportunities missed here to get a little closer or take the lead on the Cardinals. Holly King drives, nothing, gives it back to Miller. Top of the key, 11:25 to go. Here's a three on the way for Miller. That is good. Kaylee Miller with her third three. It is 32-25. Ball comes round to the right side, and Fredericks will walk it across the timeline for the Cardinals. Now hands off to Addison Bedward. Left side, Miller. Free throw line, Halverson drives lane, goes up and scores with a left hand. Bronwyn Halverson makes it 34-25. Cardinals' second basket of the half. Kaylee Miller over to Josie Lau. Lau in the lane, shakes the D, shot on the way, won't stay. Rebound pulled down by the Cardinals, and the outlet pass now for Bedward. Addison Bedward with the ball. 9-point edge for the Cardinals. Pass goes to Caitlin Miller. Caitlin handles the ball near side. Throws it inside to Bronwyn Halverson. The jump ball is called. Arrow is going to point to Highland. Miller and King fighting for position. Kaylee Peterson is in for the Bulldogs, and they will use a timeout. 10:29 to play. 34-25. Highland and area girls basketball tournament style from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, some place, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Welcome back to Highland, 34-25, ball game score, Bulldogs ball. Tristan Peterson drives low, shot no good, rebound Lau back to Tristan in the corner. Now to Holly King, the Bulldogs work at high post. Kaylee Peterson, 10 minutes to go in the game, Highland leading by 9. Back it goes to Kaylee Miller, off the screen right. Kaylee to the baseline, Tristan Peterson drives down deep, skips it over to King, tough shot up, blocked by Fredericks. Rebounded Bulldogs, and Peterson is called for traveling on the putback. So that'll be Highland basketball after the timeout for the chance to retrieve the ball. Here we go. Highland ball, 34-25. They lead, 9:44 to go. Harley Fredericks will walk it across the sideline for the Cardinals. Hands it off now to Addison Bedward. And Addison brings it right side, caught by Kate Terrell. Terrell holds it above the head, throws it to the baseline. Ronwin Halverson down deep, skips it across. Nice steal by Kaylee Miller. Miller gets the steal for the Bulldogs, takes it the other way, and needs to get rid of it, does. Hallie King back to the corner. There's Miller around the defender. Tough shot goes up. No good. Off the iron. Rebound Frederick. Ripped away by Lau. Ripped away by Frederick. Oh, getting rough in there. Frederick across the timeline. Driving deep. Two on one. Tough shot. Got it. Harley Fredericks with seven. Cardinals go back up by 11. 36-25. Highland, 8